Hello, guys, and welcome to a special edition of Fantasy Booking Friday. We are coming at you with another taped episode because we are on our holiday break. This actually is the last episode, so we will be live next Friday, which is the 21st of January, with a live episode once again. But in the meantime, we brought you a very special guest hailing from the Mark Order podcast. Ryan loves Ryan. Oh, God. Oh, God.
I don't know what's happening. Something's happening. I can't control it.
This is why I did not want to bring you on the show, Ryan.
What happened?
I don't know what happened. The Ass Boys.
Oh, well, that's okay. They can stay.
Hello. They cannot stay, Ryan.
They're staying.
Oh, God. Ryan was surprised when I explained who my favorite Ass Boy was.
All of them. It's a three-way tie.
No, it is not a three-way tie.
Dad ass, son ass, son ass too.
You know who else is an ass boy? I meant to tell you, I just did an interview with him and he claimed himself to be an ass boy. Can you guess who it is? From ROH. He just did AEW Dark. Just did AEW Dark like this past month.
I know who it is.
He thinks, don't say it, Carissa. He thinks of Billy Gunn as a father. This is an interesting lead-in. We're giving you guys a cold open here.
Wait.
Distraction style.
Wait, I don't think I know. Wait, I had to explain.
When you give up, I will tell you.
I mean, I give up. I'm blanking.
Josh Woods. Josh Woods is an ass boy.
Well, there you go. So you can't hate the ass boys.
I was so disappointed when Josh Woods called himself an ass boy.
Everyone loves the ass boys.
No, everyone does not. I am not everyone.
Yeah, you apparently do love them, so I don't know what to tell you.
I like one of them. Semi. Kinda, sorta. Austin. But that's because his raps are funny. That's it.
Don't know what to tell you. You love them all. I see it.
Oh, God. Okay. Carissa, how are you doing? I didn't even let you speak. How are you?
Exhausted, I'm tired, and I'm ready to leave.
Carissa is going on vacation, aka the reason we are being forced to take a holiday break because she wants to spend time with her family. Boo.
Boo.
Where are you going? I'm going on vacation this summer. What are you?
When I go to Terminus, I'm still going to do a live episode.
It's Terminus, though, versus where are you going, Carissa?
The Dominican Republic.
Come on. I mean, there's not really a comparison there.
It's Atlanta. I could turn my computer off and not do any work. But watch me have to do work anyway because I guess I'm lost now.
Well, you're going to be in the States. I'm out of the country and I won't have internet.
I was making a joke, Carissa. You know that. Miss Girl. We plan everything so we could tape these episodes around you. Okay.
Two of you, so that's not a lot of planning.
It was a lot of planning. We taped like 7 episodes. Do you know how much planning that was? To do 7 episodes?
At least 7 DMs.
7 DMs turned into 1 group chat per DM. So technically 14 DMs is what I did.
Kids these days.
I'm only going to be nice to you for today since you helped me with my AEW dark list. Otherwise, we would have heat right now.
You don't want to have heat with me. Oh, got me. Look, Austin appeared.
No. Stop.
Oh, God, this is the perfect level. Just over my head so you can see Austin.
The only good ass boy. Okay. Moving forward, let's actually try to do this show because we're 5 minutes in and have not booked a single thing yet except establish the fact that Ryan loves Ryan and the ass boys. So, let's start with the show that Ryan covers every Wednesday, AEW. Did you forget what show you covered and that's why you made that face?
I didn't know if you were going to go to Dark or general AEW.
Okay. So the first thing I wanted to think about was the AEW World Tag Team titles or Tag Team Championships, which is something that is very near and dear to my heart because those titles are some of the most prestigious tag titles in the business. And I want to see who you guys would like to hold those titles. I think we can share one champion each and then go around like that. So do one and one and one. Is that okay with you guys?
That's fine.
Okay. My first title change is from the Lucha Bros to Proud and Powerful. This is no...
No wonder she surprise. Wanted to go first. She's going to steal the obvious one.
I'm not stealing. I have good ones for the other ones, but I had to just take this one. It makes sense. Like, it's right there. And I hope that this is where it ends up. So I wanted to get that one out of the way, mainly, which is why I wanted to go first. You guys can take it. I really don't care. I think it's just a fair answer. Ryan is doing some Jedi magic over there, making himself move backwards.
No, my camera has an auto zoom, which is great, but it was screwing with your overlay, so only half my face was showing.
Oh, look at really now weird. Billy Gunn's whole body is showing. Great.
Not the best part, though.
No. Okay. Carissa, who was your first tag team championship title change that you had in mind?
Well, you took mine, but I'm going to go with the better one. Top Flight whenever Darius returns from injury.
Now I feel bad. I do not have Top Flight in any of my rankings here. Okay. That made me feel real bad, Carissa. Thanks for that. Okay. Ryan, are you going to make me mad too?
Yes, but I'm going to have to call an audible here because you took mine.
You can choose it. No, it doesn't.
I'm throwing an audible. I'm going to put someone in this list who works really well, but wasn't in mine for a very specific reason. And I'm going with Jurassic Express.
Okay.
They were not in my original one because I still believe they're a vehicle to get Jungle Boy over.
I don't think
they'll ever hold the titles. But if they're the next one, it still fits into this Jungle Boy breaking off into his own thing. So I'm going to go Jurassic Express.
It still makes sense also because of the way that they're teasing it. Well, they tried to, but Proud and Powerful was the one that caught my attention in that still image. But my next championship change is from Proud and Powerful to Shane Taylor Promotions. Because I love SCP, bring them in and give them the titles. Please and thank you. Originally, my idea was for them to come in with the ROH Trios titles and defend those. But now the Righteous has them, which kind of throws a wrench in my happy plans, which I guess were also the plans of some of the SCP members. But I have Shane Taylor Promotions here. I feel like they would be a great fit for the AEW division, and they could use them very much so. I just don't know how Tony Khan would take them, but I hope Tony's interested. Carissa, who was your next title change?
So my next title change, I was going to go from Top Flight to FTR to become the first ever two-time AEW tag team champions.
Okay. Interesting. I think FTR could win the belt at any time and it'd be believable. If they would have won the belts off of FTR, FTR wins the belts off of FTR. FTR would have won the belts off of Lucha Bros. I would not have been upset. Ryan, when do the Ass Boys come into your booking here?
Believe it or not, I was so tempted to make them 1, 2, and 3, but I didn't. I treated the show with respect. I kept FTR off my list because I tried to make it a list of first timers, but realistically, FTR could float 3 through 1 any period of time. And they, like you just said, JHL, it makes sense. So I can't fault Chris on that one. So I went with the Acclaimed.
Okay. Me and Max Caster are besties now. Me and him were singing in spaces together at 12 o'clock in the morning last night.
Well, I'm not speaking of your hobbies and needing new ones, but I think they're going to go on a run. They're the perfect people to take the belt off a face team. Jurassic Express, who I had win before, is a face team. They could be the ones to take it. That'll be their big moment. And Anthony Bowens might be one of the most underrated people in the entire AEW roster. That guy can talk and he can go in the ring and his look is just phenomenal.
Yes. And he's also a great representation for one, black men, and two, the LGBTQ plus community, which is always a plus. Representation is so important. And that's always my message. Also, I think it'd be super cool to see how they act as tag champions. We've seen them kind of as like underdogs and like tag mid-card floaters, but like
imagine Max Caster coming out with a belt. The arrogance.
Exactly.
He'd make MJF look humble.
MJF will make you humble for saying that, Ryan. Because isn't Max MJF's sub or something like that? Wasn't that a thing?
Max is putting something together that him and MJF have something going on. MJF's not really playing along, but I'm with Max, Team Max.
Okay. My next title change. I'm very proud of this one. Shane Taylor Promotions to Private Party. I want Private Party to have those titles. I'm in love with Isaiah Cassidy. You know, very simple. Also, all of my tag title champions are people of color. I thought that was also important for me here because I feel like their division is so diverse that it makes sense to have it be represented by people of color. And Private Party, once you get them away from Matt Hardy, because probably somebody will come and take Matt Hardy away from the Hardy family office, they will be able to succeed as a tag team. Also, Private Party was the first people I ever saw from AEW, so they will always have a special place in my heart, and they have the best theme song in the whole entire world. That Shot's Dance is undefeated. Carissa, who was your next title change?
So after FTR, Malakai Black and Brody King.
Pause, because BodySlam.net was the one who broke the Brody King news, so if you want some more exclusive news, go to BodySlam.net.
Brody Continue. King and Malakai Black are the current PWG Tag Team Champions. I don't remember the last time they even defended those titles, but they're both great friends. They know each other very well. Their styles are very... They mesh well together. Different styles, you know, Malakai does Muay Thai and all those other like combat sports. And Brody King is just one amazing heavyweight. Like, watch his stuff on New Japan Strong, Ring of Honor, a PWG, or any other promotion. GCW. Yeah, and GCW. He can do.
He also wrote Die on a Door in Blood during GCW. That's the scariest thing I've ever seen.
I'm going to say this to Carissa's point about Brody King. I went to this past year was my first year back to going to live wrestling events, and I saw two ROH shows and New Japan Strong. Brody King was at all of them. Aside from Gresham, who obviously stands out because he's just head and shoulders above everyone in terms of in the ring, Brody King is the one I remember because not only is he huge, he has a presence about him. Not every wrestler can pull that off, and his was just phenomenal. So I I'm excited. If he comes in on that tag team, I don't even know if they wait till three because those two are so good.
Yeah, I wasn't even expecting Malakai to be a tag wrestler in AEW, but I feel like wherever you can fit him in is where he deserves to be. So I think that tag title division is so strong that it doesn't even matter. It doesn't feel like a downgrade unlike it would in like a WWE or something like that if you shift somebody from the regular title picture to a tag division. Ryan, who was your third and final title change here?
Well, you've stolen two of mine now.
Who was the other one I stole?
We stole Proud and Powerful, and now you just stole Private Party.
You suck. Because
I pictured them breaking away from Hardy family. And I honestly don't know if I had them going with Leo Rush, but that's been a talk. But either way, I had them on like a redemption rebuild tour. So as we were talking, I'm going with Bear Country, my fellow Bears. I'm going with the Bear Country. There's no team in AEW like them who has the size that they have. Now, if you bring in Brody King, there'll be half a team that has them, but there'll be no team that has two of them. So realistically, they're not hard to build up into a threat to anyone because when you're that big, just win a couple matches and everybody believes that you can win everything. So having to just pivot away from Private Party because someone's stealing everyone, I'm going with Bear Country, my fellow Bears.
I think you're just mad that I'm smart, and that's what is happening here. Are you excited to see Bear Bronson lose to Hook?
I'm excited to see Hook. I won't lie. Because he had such a good match the first time that I'm like, I want to see Bear Bronson. I will, a little off topic, but Bear Bronson is the perfect opponent for Hook. Bear Bronson, I've seen him wrestle small guys on Dark, and he's done great at that. And it helps Hook because now Hook has faced a very small guy in Fuego, and now a big guy in Bear Bronson proves that he can run the gamut. Because that's always a knock. What if he can't do it against bigger guys, then he'll never go anywhere. So.
I would also, maybe this is me being biased, I would also love to see the main event get into the AEW tag title picture. I know that's like down the road, probably like number five or so, but like...
I think that's even farther than five because they got to come in, they'll lose a little bit, and then they'll get their
It depends how long these reigns are. They have long tag title reigns. If
that's true. Looking at, if you're doing year-long tag reigns, yeah, that's their... Because they're...
They're like they're 5 years out. That's like fair.
They
to be in the title picture or so.
They screw up my Bear Country thing because they're as big as Bear Country. So it's like now all of a sudden you have two giant teams.
They're like this. Bear Country's like this.
But main event's like this too. So let's be fair here.
They are. Yes, they are. They are 6'5 and over 250 pounds. They said it 3 times in my interview. I remember
There's
that.
There's a reason. That's a big boy when you say you're that size.
Oh, God. Big meaty men slapping meat. Put them in a match against each other. Just do it.
I'd pay money for it. It's awesome.
Right. Why not? Just do it, you know? Let's move on to WWE. I specifically wanted to talk about Kevin Owens because we just saw Kevin Owens' news of him resigning to WWE come out about like a week or so ago. It would have been very much in the past by the time this episode comes out, but this is kind of recent to us. I wanted to judge because we did hear a while ago from Sean Rostop that there were plans for Kevin Owens to have another run in NXT after he did that spot at TakeOver in 2019. I think it was 2019 in the War Games match with them in the trash can, all that cool stuff, right? But I wanted to see what you guys thought another run for Kevin Owens would look like. I think we can just go in the same order again. Unless you're going to... Ryan, do you want to go first since I always steal your ideas?
No, but I just am going to still bust chops about it. So you might as well go first because it's happening either way.
Okay. I think he needs to get called in by either Joe, Regal, or Triple H. You can choose from all of them. I really don't care who it is. But I think he needs to act like a mercenary. I think you bring him in around War Games time. And you turn the War Games match that we had, which was like the black and gold versus the rainbow mush War Games match that we just had recently. But you turn it into a three-way match. So I rearranged the competitors. So the first team that I would have is Zayn, Balor, Joe, and Owens taking on Gargano, Cole, Roddy, and Ciampa. And then you can do a round of the new guys. So you'll have like a three-way War Games match to set it off. I mean, Owens will probably be the only one to stay out of those because the rest of those guys have to go back to the main roster, obviously. But I think it would be interesting to do a battle of all the different generations that we've seen. I mean, if you really wanted to, you could go and get like Seth Rollins and Big E and like that first gen and have them compete also. But I think it would just be super interesting to kind of see him come back and try to face all of the new guys and like all of the generations that he didn't get to face either. I would keep him away from the title, most importantly here. I don't think he needs the NXT championship. It might be hard to avoid it if Ciampa is the champion at this time. But, I mean, you could still figure it out and you can just give Ciampa Braun Breaker or Carmelo Hayes. I really don't care. But I think it would be super different now compared to what we would have saw back in 2019, obviously, because of the 2.0 versus the regular NXT that we once saw. But with AJ Styles being on NXT, I think it seems more and more likely that something like this may happen in the future because they have started to kind of rotate guys in and out. But if they were just to singularly bring back Kevin Owens and they can't take all of those other guys, I would just have him face somebody like Tony D'Angelo, actually. Let them get called out on their character. You could just have Kevin Owens be like, I'm real, because that's what he is. He's a real fighter. He's like, his gimmick is he's a prize fighter, but he actually lives the gimmick that he is a prize fighter because he signed for WWE for the money for his family. So he lives the gimmick. But you could have him call out somebody like a Tony D or somebody who has like a stupid gimmick, even like one of Briggs and Jensen or something like that, and just have matches with them and just have him get called out on the stuff that people don't like. I mean, I guess some people like the NXT characters. Some of them are not the best, but you could have somebody who can be like the meter of not like righteousness, but like you're an idiotness for NXT. But that's what I had for Kevin Owens. Carissa, what did you have in mind for the former Steen man?
So honestly, I would love to see, you know, maybe like a Carmelo Hayes or a Tommaso Ciampa to do an open challenge of some sort and have them, you know, they anybody from like Raw, SmackDown, NXT, whatever, if you're capable enough of taking this off of me, you know, come out and for Carmelo. I actually want to do Carmelo. So, Carmelo versus Kevin Owens is kind of a dream match for me.
Does Carmelo win? Or
Carmelo wins the first bout.
Oh.
Make it it's a best of three.
Oh. So Carmelo loses two times?
Possibly. Possibly. Depending on how the booking goes.
Oh. If the but if you're the booker, Carissa, you're my friend. You let Carmelo lose two times? She's letting him lose. She's not answering me.
Let's say the last of the let's say the last of
the oh god.
Wait. Oh god. Let's say the last of the best of three turns out into a draw, a time limit draw. They'd have to do it on a bigger stage.
Where Carmelo wins. Yes. End of the story is Carmelo beats Kevin Owens. Fair? Fair.
I mean Kevin Owens never really won the North American Championship. Because it exists during that time.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You guys serious?
She's just hating Carissa because she knows that Melo's going to lose.
He is not going to lose. He's going to get the Cruiserweight Championship, and he's going to be double champ.
No, they're unifying it, so they'll probably just get rid of it and create a whole
new thing. They'll do the picture with the double belts. No. You know they will. You know they'll do the two title belt picture.
But they're going to unify the titles anyways. It's going to be something else.
But he's going to have both of the belts, and I want that picture.
For one last time, for the final time ever. And then that Cruiserweight Championship goes bye-bye. It's going to be maybe an Openweight Championship or a, you know.
You know what's hilarious is Melo is a Cruiserweight.
He was a Cruiserweight when he came in. He was a Cruiserweight when he came in. They built him later on as a heavyweight.
Well, he's not a heavyweight. He is still a cruiserweight. You cannot get built depending on your weight, I guess. This company, they don't have a strict division for cruiserweights because look at Joe Gacy right now. But when he came in, he challenged Kushida for the Cruiserweight Championship, right? Am I crazy? I feel like I remember that in my brain.
No, you're crazy, but you're remembering it too.
I'm making your new overlay next time you're on the show. Hashtag JShell hates Ryan.
That's fair.
Book your show. Book Kevin Owens. Well, go.
All right. I am not keeping him away from the title. I'm bringing him down to beat Bron Breakker. I'm monitoring Alex because that's Bron's loss to go to the main roster. So he goes with a good loss. He doesn't have like his whatever. He takes a good loss to Kevin Owens. Everyone can understand it. You're going to like where I'm going with this. So hold on. Kevin Owens has the belt. He gets a couple wins in, looks super dominant. And then if you're going to do a short run of him in NXT, this only works if you're doing short. But if you're going to do a short run of him in NXT, the guy that takes the belt off of him is Carmelo.
Yay! Okay. Okay.
If you're going long, it can't be Carmelo because Carmelo's almost there. So you can't stretch that out. But if you're willing to wait a little bit, it's going to be Carmelo. So, but Braun is going to have to go up sooner than rather than later. He's lightning in a bottle. You have to get him up there. So let him take a good loss to KO. And KO can run through some scrubs like Von Wagner. And there you go.
Grayson Waller.
I can't do an Australian accent, but yes.
I can't either. That was horrible. We're going to act like I didn't do that. I think I did that on another show and it was even worse. Do you think Braun is winning at New Year's Evil? Is that why you're saying that?
Yeah, I think so.
Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, I think this is the time where he finally beats Ciampa.
The results will obviously be out by the time that this has happened, but I'm interested to see what happens. I thought they were going to do it at Halloween Havoc, but it makes sense to not let him win his first like title match. But I think it's interesting how fast they redid that match. But very on par.
I think he's better than they thought he would be.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they're going back already. I think he is better in the ring than they had any hope he really could. Because he, as much as I want to trash NXT for pushing him so quickly, he's really good.
Yeah.
So I think they're like, yeah, let's just make this happen as soon as possible before we ruin him.
As long as they highlight Carmelo and Braun, I'm fine. That's all that matters to me.
Until Carmelo becomes a 24/7 champion.
Don't you say that. Don't say that. He has Roman Reigns mainstream potential.
I like Carmelo. I'm just, to me, they've yet to do a good handoff. I think Kevin Owens might be their best handoff of NXT to main roster. So Carmelo worries me.
I think it'll be interesting to see how a guy from NXT 2.0 transitions. Like, not to like give them benefit of the doubt here, but I just don't know how different their process is, like with booking them now and how they see them and like giving them characters now compared to what it was before. But Carmelo is an indie guy, so I mean,
yeah, he's not NXT 2.0. He's kind of old school NXT.
He's like an indie guy. Literally, he worked in like the Boston area. Like, he's from around me. Love you, Carmelo. He follows me on Twitter. He wished me congratulations to forgetting now into college.
See it, Chris, and now do you see it? Now do you see why she's all defending Carmelo? He follows me. Wish me congratulations. Biased media is what you are. You're biased media.
I am not a journalist here. I am able to sit here and give my opinions on the booking I want to see.
And listen, end of story. Listen. If it's not Carmelo Hayes that she brags about constantly, it's Daniel Garcia.
Daniel Garcia doesn't follow me. I don't brag about him. I just put him over because I'm in love with that man.
That's bragging.
If he ever,
that's bragging.
If he ever follows,
it's not bragging because we're not. We might make it happen at Terminus. I'm gonna try to make it happen. Then you really won't hear the end of my mouth. I swear. I'll turn into Carissa with Zelina if he follows me.
Listen. Me and Zelina are different. I know her personally.
She's going to say that she'll have met him, that she'll know him.
I know Big Swole personally. I don't brag about Big Swole like that. Me and Big Swole are besties. Okay.
I don't know any of these people personally.
Ryan, you love the interactions I have with Big Swole and you know it. So you can't lie on this.
I'm very happy for you and your interaction. I like Big Swole, so I'm not going to try. I'm a fan. I will sing her song to myself all day.
Her song is one of the best theme songs.
Over and over. Swole.
It's a great workout song. It's really good. Oh, really good workout song.
It's if you want to work out.
Okay. Let's move on. Okay? Is that okay with you guys? Carissa, are you done coming at me? Ryan, are you done coming at me? Because I've just been defending myself this whole show.
Never.
Okay. You know what? Next time, we're going to bring in the OG Sour Boy so I can have him make live memes of you. So I can just embarrass you on the stream next time. I'm doing that for realsies. Okay.
As long as he's on the screen too, so I can make fun of him as he's doing it.
Fine. We'll make that happen. I'll talk to Dan about it. In the next piece of this, we always book our own promotions, but this time I want to do something different. I want to do like a video game roster just because of all of the news and kind of updates that are starting to come out with AW Games and WWE 2K. I don't play video games. I tried. Didn't really work out for me well because I tried 2K20. But, yeah. Yeah.
Bad idea.
I didn't know. Nobody told me. So, let's pick our own rosters here. We're going to do 15-person video game rosters. And we'll go in 5 rounds, revealing 3 picks each time. I'm going to go first. And we can have overlapping rosters. Okay? So if you guys want to pick somebody that I picked, I don't want to hear the end of it.
Well, we have to have overlapping rosters. I cannot fantasy book this off the top of my head.
Okay. My first 3 I had were Bianca Belair, because it's Bianca Belair. Then I also had Sting, because nostalgia. And I had Kenny Omega, because he's Kenny Omega. Lots of these are going to be just does. Because why wouldn't you put Bianca Belair in a game and let little girls play as her? And everybody loves Sting and everybody loves Kenny. End of story. That's what I had for my first 3. Carissa, who's on your roster?
You're going to hate me for this. Because I'm going to take this idea. Give me Daniel Garcia.
Hold on. Continue. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. I don't even have Daniel Garcia on my roster. You cannot come at me from... I didn't even mention him in this show. Go.
Dan Garcia. Carmelo Hayes.
Hold on. This is... Okay, continue. What's the last one?
All right. My personal favorite, because you're going to hate me for this one too, because I brag about this person 24/7. Brag. Zelina Vega.
As long as you didn't say the person I was thinking, I'm fine. You could put Daniel Garcia in your video game. I'll play as him all day long. I don't care. I got somebody else that you mentioned on my roster too. Ryan, go.
All right, so I did mine a little different. I've separated out my men and women's roster, so I have 7 men, 8 women. So I'm going to start with men. I have Kenny Omega, Bryan Danielson, and Leo Rush.
Leo Rush, can you make him like a Power Ranger in the video game? I would do that.
So I'm going to tell you for the men, my theory was guys who can do really cool stuff, because as someone who does play video games, the best guys to play with were the ones who could do the really cool stuff. So I chose every guys who could just do awesome things. So that I would make him a Power Ranger. He could be the Red Ranger.
He's the White Ranger. He wears the white suit. His
I know,
gear
but
is
I
white.
Like the red better.
Okay, that's fine. That's fair. I did mine. I kind of had an idea like that, but I wanted to do mine in sections. So my first one was just people like, I guess, which was the Bianca, Sting, and Kenny. My next one is people who can sell a video game. I did John Cena, The Rock, and Roman Reigns. Just because they're all stars, and let them just sell the video game so you can get money from it.
Yeah, you're. That was my next.
I mean, you put The Rock in a video game and John Cena, make them fight, people will love it. Carissa, what's your next pick that's going to piss me off? Let's go.
Oh, it's not going to piss you off. I'm just going to make you happy for this one. Adam Cole. He's a video game. I watch his streams. He's amazing. So put Adam Cole. John Silver.
Can you make it so he can... Okay, this is a nickname I have for him. He's a meatball. Let him throw meatballs out into the crowd in the video game.
So wait, real quick. Is he Big E, but instead of the pancakes, he has meatballs?
Yes. There you go.
Okay, fair enough.
Meatballs.
But for Adam Cole, I want, you know, in like... I guess for his entrance, I want, you know, his nickname to be Budge.
Long-term storytelling.
For John Silver, of course, Johnny Hungy. And then my final one is Thunder Rosa.
That's fair. She would be super dope in a video game. I'm excited to see her. Not that I'm going to play the video game, but I'll watch other people play it. It's fair. I'm not buying a video game console just so I can play that game. Sorry.
Listen, I have like 2 consoles, so yeah.
I had a PS4. Didn't go very well. Ryan?
I have a PS5 and a PC, so I'm a gamer.
Ryan got money.
Ryan's an adult with no kids. It makes it a little easier.
Oh, God.
So I have Keith Lee, because that man can do anything, Sami Zayn, and Ricochet.
Ricochet versus Leo Rush. Oh, God.
Ricochet and Leo Rush are human video games. Like, they are video games in real life. So
they're superheroes.
Yep.
Basically.
Okay. My next round, I put people who will make people also buy the game, but in a different way. I just put like stars who have the potential to be mainstream or kind of already are. Carmelo Hayes. Sorry, sue me. Mainstream star right there waiting to happen. Teenage heartthrob. Just get on it.
7 champ, baby.
He is not. He is a future WrestleMania main eventer. Even if I don't
24/7
listen, title. Hey, even if I don't believe it, I'm going to manifest it into reality. He is going to be main eventing WrestleMania against Braun Breaker in a couple of years. Okay. Next, I have Sasha Banks, one of the best women of all time, and she can definitely sell a video game, I bet. Mandalorian. Duh. Give her like some Star Wars gear or something like a DLC, right? That's a thing. Give her some Star Wars DLC gear. There you go. And then I have Britt Baker also, because I bet she would sell a video game very well also. That's what it's called, right? DLC. Ryan, yeah. I don't know why you slammed your hand.
Downloadable
your head.
Content, yes. But it's just so funny because you were so excited for thinking of the term.
Yeah. That's true.
I've heard it before. I just never used it out of my mouth. Very proud of myself for that one. Carissa? Who are your next picks?
So my next pick is actually the cousin of Zelina Vega, one Mr. Amazing Red.
Very interesting. I haven't wandered out of AEW or WWE for this. So
I'm going to put Amazing Red. I'm going to put John Moxley. And then my final one would have to be Minoru Suzuki.
That'd be dope. He'd be super dope in a video game. You know who else would be dope? Not on my list, but Nick Gage. Just let him come out with pizza cutters. I don't know how you make that look real, but...
Have you seen video games these days? You could very much make that look real.
Yeah. I said, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how that works. If you make it happen, that's super cool, but that sounds very confusing
doable.
To me.
That is doable.
He can cut people on the head, too, and like the blood will come out and everything?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I should not have chosen this topic. I just sit here and look like an idiot while you guys get to bully me. But I guess
you're basically just picking a roster, so it doesn't really matter. But it's just really funny that you're shocked that in almost 2022, that they can make blood come out of a guy in a wrestling game.
But with a pizza cutter, you know, I'm just thinking of like 2K. Like they do that, they bleed in 2K.
Yeah, you can make. You can.
Yeah.
I've done
2K19.
You can make them bleed.
It's not as graphic, but that's a WWE thing, not a whatchamacallit, a game thing. WWE
right. I've seen like Ethan Page play video games, and there's blood and stuff. I've seen that, but like I haven't seen like a wrestling company do it.
That's because it's their edict, though. They don't want the blood.
Okay.
Same reason you don't see blood in their company. All right. Okay. So it's up to me now. So my last...
Unfortunately.
Yes, it is. My last man is Jonathan Gresham. Because I just... You know, he's the star and he's awesome. So then I go to the women. Now, the women...
With the octopus.
His gear is honestly what sold it on me. Watch, having him walk out. He looks so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the women... I wanted to be like, oh, the ones that would be best in a video game. Just turns out the best women would probably be the best in a video game because of the way the women's divisions have been booked. So I start with Bianca. Then I go Thunder Rosa. And then I go Serena Deeb.
Serena Deeb, interesting. Has she been in was she in like the WWE video games way back when? I don't
think she was popular enough to be in it.
They should have just put the whole Straight Edge Society together. I love the Straight Edge Society. I could just do a whole like video where I just talk about how much I love the Straight Edge Society.
You and Kate could do that.
We should do it together. I'll talk to Kate. Because Kate likes me more. She likes me the most out of everybody in the Mark Order podcast. But my next picks, I had Hook because you put him in a video game, you're going to make some sales. I also had Becky Lynch in here. Superstar, I might not be my favorite right now, but that's more likely due to her booking than her. But she's a star. And I also had Kate's best friend, CM Punk. Just because he hasn't been in a video game in a while. So that would be interesting.
You don't like Becky because she took the belt off Bianca within like 3 seconds at SummerSlam, which was not good, not her fault. That was terrible.
Exactly. Booking. Yeah, that's what I said. I said it's
not. I agree, but I'm pointing out the exact specific thing she did that made you dislike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You don't do that to Bianca. No, ma'am. No.
No, that was bad.
That was so mean. I'm not going to talk about it because it'll make me real upset and I'll probably cry again. Carissa, do you want to go?
All right. So for my women, I was definitely thinking of Jade Cargill.
Are you talking, Ryan?
No, I'm talking to myself. I forgot about Jade.
Oh.
So I was gonna add Jade. Ooh, okay. Maki Ito. And then what about, I mean, you guys probably picked this already, but I was going to go with, keep forgetting her name, Diamante.
Diamante. No way. Ryan.
Rocking the Diamante shirt.
Love Diamante.
I love Diamante has been one of the best parts of Dark and Elevation.
We ranked her number one.
Yep, she should absolutely be on Dynamite. I don't understand what they're doing. There's something weird there, but she is amazing.
Wait, she doesn't have a full-time contract. She has a tier contract, right?
She does not. She is not a full-time wrestler. She is not on the AEW roster page.
But she is in their mobile game, which is very weird.
She's, because I know a couple
she's of probably offers, tiered.
Yeah, she's tiered, because I know Wheeler Yuta's in the game as well. And he's
yeah, that's true.
But she should be full-time. She has put in the work. Her feud with Swole was as good as any feud they've had on the main roster. And those two were put on some matches. So she should be signed. Full-time, put on the show. They could use a heel like her. I mean, I want them to have tag titles. Now we'd go really into fantasy booking, so I'll stop myself. But really, put her with her partner. Put her with Kira. Give us tag. I'm good with it. Give us tag titles.
Yeah. They would love it, too. I bet they would. Yeah. They'd be so happy. Also, Kira needs some better booking as well. I mean, she's working dark and stuff, but she had the squash with Jade, and that was it.
She has a tiered contract. She isn't doing as much AEW. She's doing a lot of indies.
Yeah, she's going to be at Terminus.
Again, I don't want to go too off topic, but the way their women's division is, they could use Kira. They could use Demo. I like Penelope and I like the Bunny. They should not be the only heels that take losses or are in matches.
Right.
And I don't even think the heels should always take losses. Like, I don't want Kira to come just to lose. But my point being is that you don't only have, well, three if you count Nyla. You don't only have those three as like your mid-card heels. You have others. Use them. You have very talented wrestlers on your roster. Go use them.
Right. They also have people like Layla Hirsch, which should be on TV. But maybe that's just my Layla Hirsch love. Is it Red Velvet on tonight also? Didn't I see that somewhere? Or somebody tagged her in something? I don't know. I didn't get to look at the card.
She was on Dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's how it is.
I did, because I tagged my love of her, because I think she's awesome. She's got that reckless style that I really like. She's not at Sasha's level, but she has a similar style to Sasha, which is where she just throws her body around. It's basically like to the other person, catch me if you can. And I'm like, well, you're gonna get really hurt. It's fun to.
It's like Darby's.
Yes, 100%. That's you know who has a similar style to Darby's? Riho.
Oh yeah.
Beat me up. Rio. I'll take a million beatings and then I'll pin you. But we've gone really off topic. I'll try to.
Yeah, sorry.
So that's my fault. I kept going. My
We did a 2-hour show with the distraction. You saw that.
I did. I was loving it.
I think it's our best show still.
Well, the distraction are just, they're world class. That's not even fair. I'm minor leagues. So you got my next three: Bailey, Sasha, and Sheeta. You know, I my order kind of became a little bit less whose importance once I got past Bianca and Thunder Rosa and became more just who I remembered in what order. But how do you not have Bailey, Sasha, or Sheeta? I mean, those are the three the tops in the game today.
Yeah, Sheeta's
Sasha might be the best.
Yeah, very fair. I think Sheeta's gonna look super dope in a video game. I'm excited to see how they present her. But for my last three, I had Pac in here because he would do super dope stuff in the matches, like do the video game and stuff. He would look super cool. Orange Cassidy.
I'm sorry. What was the name?
Pac. Oh, they okay. Say Pac.
They do. I couldn't, for whatever reason, Pac was coming over distorted. And I kept hearing Hawk. I'm like, it's Hawk. I don't know Hawk.
The former Adrian Neville. My next pick I had was Orange Cassidy. Just so that he can do the kicks in the video game, because it'd be cool with the hands in the pockets and everything. And I put Xavier Woods in here because he's a video game guy and he would appreciate being in a video game. So I put him in a video game. He would do a great job promoting it and playing it and all that stuff. So he was my last pick. Carissa, who were your last three?
Final three. Let's go with Hiromu Takahashi from New Japan. Let's see. Laredo Kid. Honestly, Laredo Kid. And Tony Deppen.
I still don't know why you chose Daniel Garcia and Carmelo Hayes at the beginning. Besides trying to get me upset, what was the reason?
I wouldn't.
No, it was to get you upset. But honestly, I didn't want to.
I'm surprised.
BTE?
I haven't watched it yet. I haven't gotten around to it. No. Actually, I did see it. It's the spray tan episode. I just watched it like yesterday with Anna Jay throwing Stu Grayson into Denny Garcia. That's what you're talking about, right?
Well, more were they the three of them break into the door like the robbers, and Daniel Garcia's comedic acting is very good.
Daniel Garcia is amazing all around. Daniel Garcia is the best person to ever exist. Do you see how nice he is? He's so nice. I know he looks so mean, but he's so nice. You should also put Lee Moriarty on your list if you were actually trying to get me mad, Carissa.
I could have, but I need to pick the good ones. The ones that you brag about the most, the ones that you talk about the most.
Why wouldn't I? I love them. It's only fair.
Righteous Reg has ruined Lee Moriarty for me because I call him Leland in my head.
Leland, yes. I'm going to call him that when I see him at Terminus. Hi, Leland. I told him I was going to cry. I'm going to make him sign my trading card I have of him, my lunchbox I have of him. I'm just going to, full tears, pass out on the floor.
It happens. Kate cried meeting Thunder Rosa. It happens.
Who are your last three, Ryan?
My last three are... I skipped someone somewhere.
You have two left? Is that why?
Yeah, I don't know where I skipped. Well, I have Britt Baker and Becky, and I guess I can add, if I have to have three, I'll add Charlotte, because I didn't include her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who I missed. I have my count is off somewhere. Oh, well. But really, Britt Baker and Becky were my last two. Charlotte didn't get included because whatever. I don't hate Charlotte, but I was trying to be something different. She's everywhere.
We just had a conversation with Kylie. This will have been the last episode, the one just before this. We talked about what she would look like in GCW, and that was a pretty interesting conversation.
She'd be Matt Cardona.
I think they would like her. She can work. As long as, if she's trying to be a face, they'll like her.
I don't know because she comes in with so much fan hatred already for no reason. I mean, it's not her fault that they always give her the belt. It's really not. Like, I don't think she goes and says, you have to give me the belt or I'm leaving. Like, I think that's just, they're like, she really is one of the best handful of women in the world at wrestling. Mm-hmm. And they can trust her.
Right.
But it's like the Becky thing. It's not Becky's fault what happened to Bianca, but at the same point, the fans hate her for it. So I don't know how GC does, like, because what did Cardona ever do wrong? Nothing really. But he goes,
well, to GCW. He wanted to be a heel.
That was, yeah, but they hated him before he ever went in. If you get associated with the E and then you go to these indie companies, there's still that resentment of like, oh, you think you're better than us, which I don't feel that way, but I just think that's how some of these fans feel. Then again, if she goes to Pizza Cut or someone.
Literally, I feel like if she came in, won no title belts for a while, or just like straight up worked her ass off, did a death match with Thunder Rosa, she's going to get people behind her.
She is. I think she'd be better off not doing GCW first, doing like some other random stuff, and building up some couple like great matches that people could see like, oh, she's here to perform on the indies. She's not just. Mm-hmm. Though truthfully, she'll never ever wind up in GCW. She'd go AEW.
Maybe.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I have a question here.
I won't plug Bloody Sim for that one, but.
No, but I have to ask Carissa a question. Carissa, how old are you?
19.
Because the reason I ask, and this isn't, how the hell do you know all this obscure wrestling?
I mean, I watch a lot of wrestling.
It's a compliment. Like, I don't, like, you pull names out of places. I'm like, holy crap. It's unbelievable. Like, I only know of some of these names. Some of them I don't know anything about them. Like, so that's why I had to ask. I'm like, how the hell does she know?
She sits and watches wrestling all the time.
Matt on our podcast.
Or, like, I just, like, watch a lot of, like, clips on, like, social media. Because since I have a Roku TV, I get to watch a lot of archived New Japan episodes. So that's why I got familiar with some of the names. But I knew them, like, before that, too.
I learned Ring of Honor recently. I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah, and I started watching Ring of Honor during the pandemic last year, so that's how I got familiar with them.
Me too.
And then Triple A later on, I forgot who introduced him to that. I think it was like when I found out like Kenny was like the champion at the time. So then from there, I just started to like watched AAA and got familiar with the Lucha Libre style and, you know, the luchadores and luchadoras and all that. So, yeah.
So, does, I know New Japan has, like, their American commentators. Does AAA, or do they just have their guys?
So, their recent pay-per-view they just did were...
They had Matt Stryker, right?
Yeah, when they had the vacant AAA title, that was the first time in a long time they had English commentators. But before that, it was all just English. All Spanish, because... They don't have a partnership with any, like, with Fight or any other channel.
I'm just trying to think if I ever try to watch it, how much I'll understand and how much I will not. And unfortunately, I barely speak English, so we're really limiting myself there.
You know what's super interesting is the idea of wrestling with no commentary. Like, just watching wrestling with no commentary is super intriguing.
I'm going to tell you what, probably not very good, and I'll tell you why. I have one example. Actually, well, it's two because it's the same guy. I saw two pure matches featuring Jonathan Gresham in person. And one of them was front row, as close as you could literally get. And both of them were better with commentary later. Now, some matches, I guess you won't need it because literally a guy does like six flips, you're gonna pop.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think a match that has a story like the way Gresham tells a story, you're gonna need it. And I think the New Japan style is probably one of those where you definitely need a commentator because they have very like tell the story in the match style thing, like what's this, you know, callbacks and stuff like that. So I think it sounds great when you have terrible commentators, but let's just get rid of them. But having watched the Jonathan Gresham pure match, I'm like, yeah, I kind of like the commentary because it helps tell the story that Gresham is trying to tell.
You know what I'm excited to see? I want to see Ian Riccaboni with Kevin Gill do commentary together. I think it's going to be hilarious because Ian tweeted, "Can I swear on GCW?" And he can. I'm very excited to see what happens. That's at Hammerstein. I always say it both ways in case I'm wrong one way.
I don't care.
No, you know what?
I'll say it however I want.
I'm excited for Ian to do commentary for New Japan Strong, honestly.
I'm excited for Ian to do anything. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he might be the best commentator out there.
One of the greatest. I think besides Michael Cole and like Tony and all of them, I think he's one of the best out there in this era of wrestling.
Yeah, like I kind of give Michael Cole and Tony like the elder statesman pass of like I'm not gonna whatever they do. I like Excalibur, but I
do too.
I think Taz might be one of the best color commentators in the whole game. He explains matches better than anyone. But having listened to Ian Riccaboni,
also Eddie Kingston, he's just hilarious. But he's also
he's just funny. But I don't know if I would.
He knows his stuff too, though. You know, he might not know the music and stuff, but like he knows some stuff.
Like he knows.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think Ian might be one of the best play-by-play that you can get. And if he does New Japan Strong, would be way better off having him come in and do their stuff.
Ryan, do you like Pat McAfee's commentary?
Actually, I give him credit. He's trying for that show. Like, I actually don't think he's bad. I think he's trying to make the best of what they put on TV.
I think he's really engaging. He's one of the only reasons I actually kind of like SmackDown sometimes. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, funny.
He's making chicken salad out of chicken shit.
When he did the pedicure thing with Big E, loved that.
And honestly, like, you know, he brings a lot of more... how do I put this into words? He brings up, like, the show. Like, he, you know, if a moment...
Like, the vibe?
Yeah, if some sort of like segment or you know match is very dull and we're not really like
if it's bad, he says it's bad.
Yeah, he brings up the energy there. That's what I like about Pat. But I think overall,
he doesn't feel.
And I know that Vince is in his ear anyways. Like every single time he's on the mic and all that stuff. So you know.
Yeah.
But I think he
doesn't feel WWE to me.
Yeah,
he feels like he's doing a little bit of his own stuff, but he's lucky because he's making so much money on his own that he could be like, hey, if I don't, I'll go and be myself. If you don't like it, I'll leave.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, if you were random commentator number three, you're kind of held into position because up until recently, there haven't, and even now, there's not a lot of options if you're a commentator because AEW is full, ROH is no one knows what's happening. Yeah. GCW does an event once every month or. A little more than that, but
well, they do like one every week, kind of, sort of, like not right now because I'm actually well, their next one is the New Year's one, I think, right? LA Fights is after that.
I think so.
They're pretty consistent. I just don't think they bring on new commentators like that.
No, they don't. But my point being is there's not a, like, unlike wrestlers who can, you could say, well, listen, if I leave WWE, there's AEW, yeah. there's all the indies. There's no indies for commentators.
True.
For the most part. I mean, I'm sure they do, like, I've heard indie commentators. Not great. So, like, there's no quality indie commentating because there's no pay there for them. They're doing one show every so often.
Yeah. Very true. But let's wrap up the show. We went an hour. Sucked up an hour of Ryan's time before he gets to watch Dynamite.
Wait, I have a question. You're recording these shows. Your show tomorrow, is that live or recorded?
That's live.
So you mean to tell me that a person I share a show with...
Oh, my God. Do you want to do the show? Do you want me to put you on the show, Ryan?
No, I've done... I just want to know why I'm recorded and she gets to go live.
Ryan, I wanted to make sure that you didn't have to wait until the 21st to record an episode because you were going to be live that day. But we moved you up to be taped so you can get your episode out faster. I'm just
saying, same show. And I'm the recorded one. I feel slighted. I feel hurt. I've been nothing but supportive. I don't know where this bias against me has come from. I just feel like this is... If you could check my text, I don't actually know if I got around to it, but I asked Kate ahead of time, like, are you recorded or live? Because I fully planned to harass you about it. So it kind of worked out well.
Okay. Well, you will be back on the show eventually. Maybe when you become nicer to me, I'll invite you back on this show. But until then, you'll stay taped. Just so I can edit out.
Show.
Just so I can edit out anything I don't want you to say about me. Because I have editing power. So maybe I should just
not
edit
actually
out all the
said
bad
anything
stuff.
Mean about you. I've just teased you a lot.
Okay, Ryan, if that helps you sleep at night. Okay. Let's let you plug all of your stuff.
All right, everybody. Go. I know I'm the star here.
Takes credit for all of my work? Huh.
If anyone's wondering, I'm fully responsible for everything Jay Shell and Chris have done. I am the sole reason they're successful. The further they go in their career is because of me. I've told them that I'm taking this credit, and they know it, so we're good with it. You can follow me at Mark Order Pod on Twitter because that is the podcast. That is the Twitter for my podcast, Mark Order Pod. We're on every Wednesday at 10:15-ish after Dynamite. We cover all things, all Elite. Ant would really like, I nailed that one. And, you know, we're a good time. It's me, Kate, who you'll see live on the show tomorrow because she gets to go live.
I don't know why you're so upset about that. Nice to me like Kate was, you would get to go live too. You know,
see,
how
people,
like
there's a bias against me. So it's me, Kate, this Matt from the Shining Wizards, and Ant Money. So come check us out. We're a good time. And that's it.
And you live tweet AEW Dark and Dark Elevation.
I do. I like doing that.
Yes. And Ryan was able to help us out with our list that will probably fully be out by the time that this show airs of 12 Shining Stars of Dark and Dark Elevation. That you can also check out on bodyslam.net. But I'll get into that plug in a little bit. You have something else you want to say? Is that why you're at the mic, Ryan? Oh, you just brought it very close to your face for no reason. Okay. Carissa?
You guys can go ahead and follow my Twitter. My handle's right here. CarissaL517. I post anything K-pop, wrestling, anime, all that good stuff. And go follow my Instagram at Carissa.underscore. I'm on the verge of hitting 1,900 followers that I gained on my own with nobody else's help.
Hold on! Okay.
It went so loud, she blew out the speakers. My God.
Okay, I'm demanding.
Hold on. Who do you think helped me get my followers? Call them out then. If you think that I had people help me get my followers, who helped me?
I'm going to say me.
No.
Me.
Yeah, we got our followers on our own.
Okay. It's we now. We. Got it.
Continue. Is your mic broke now, Jay Shell?
No. You can hear me. I know you can hear me. Carissa, continue with your plug.
Yes. Go follow all of my socials. I have a couple of other projects in the works for 2022, so you guys might want to go ahead and check that out once I fully announce everything. So yeah,
That really sounded like you were coming at me. If you would have phrased it differently, I would not have hurt Ryan's ears. So I think we should blame that on Carissa, Ryan, instead of me.
Wait, I'm Dominican. It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
No, you made me scream. You said that you got the followers on your own. It sounded like you were taking a shot at me.
Whoa, hold on a second. I'm missing something here. How do you get free from blame from being because you're Dominican?
Because I'm loud.
Yeah, that's fair. It's very fair.
I'm Irish. We're loud. I mean,
I'm not
you guys eat potatoes and walk around with shillelaghs.
Wow. Stereotype much?
Yep. WWE vibes over here. Yep. Okay. Let me do the big plug now. You guys can follow me on Twitter at @JShellNicole right over here. You guys can also check out all of my stuff. I'm writing for BodySlam.net. I'm now co-managing editor over there. BodySlam.net in your browser. You guys can check out the Shining Stars of AEW Dark List, highlighting some of your favorite, unnoticed, I would say, wrestlers from Dark and Dark Elevation. Those extras are independent wrestlers who put in so much work on screen and off screen. So make sure you check that out. With the help of Ryan, we got that out. And also Kylie, who was on the last episode. So thank you for that, Ryan, I guess, even though you've been pretty mean to me this whole episode.
I've been a doll. I've been a sweetheart. Just a loving figure.
Still has the ass boys up as background. Okay.
Yes.
Continuing on, you guys can also check us out live next Friday from when this episode airs on the 21st. Follow me on social media and Carissa. We'll have it shared of who the next guest will be. From there, you guys can also check out BodySlam.net on all your social media platforms. So BodySlamNet on TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, Instagram, anywhere you guys consume social media content, you could check us out over there. You guys have any final words?
Ryan, love Ryan.
Okay. Oh my God, your excitement is how we need to end the show. Carissa, say bye.
Bye. Bye.